Today, we are going to learn a new geder in Afatis HaMayonis based on the Sikh of Ekev Tavshinun Aleph. Ois Tezayin of that Sikha. What went on in that week of Ekev Nun Aleph? Something very interesting happened. What happened was that Tanya was printed in Braille for the first time. And at that point, the first edition of the Tanya in Braille was brought to 770 that week. That was that's what happened in the week of Ekev Tavshinun Aleph. So, at the Fabrengen, the Rebbe spoke about the mile of having the Tanya in Braille printed, even though B'Poyel Mamish, no one that was blind has yet to use it. And the Rebbe explains like this. What does it mean, Afatis HaMayonis Chutzah? It doesn't just mean that what we have gets outside. It means more than that. It means that it's available to every person on their level. Someone that's blind can hear tapes of Chassidus, but they cannot read if it's not Braille. The fact that the Tanya is printed in Braille and now they have the ability to read, it brings Tanya into the world of the blind. Whether the blind person actually read it or not, or how many blind people read it or not, it's almost not as important as the fact that the world of the blind was Chassidus is available to the world of the blind. There's a group of people that until now was not available for. Now it is available to these people. The Rebbe making a big deal about Braille, in my opinion, was the Rebbe's way of forewarning and giving his Yashar Koyach to the internet, to the fact of Chassidus on the internet. Can you imagine how the Rebbe was all excited that we're able to bring the Tanya into Braille and bringing Chassidus available to the people that are blind? How much more so the world, the cyberspace world, the fact that there is Chassidus available, it's available to a whole group of people which until now they were practically blind to Yiddishkeit. What does blind mean? Blind means that they are not able to see. There's two reasons why someone's not able to see. There's a problem with his eyes, or there's where he lives, there's nothing to see. There are a lot of Yidden which are theoretically blind to Yiddishkeit. They grew up in a world of Choshech, a world of darkness, a world of Hell and Vester. In their area, there's no Yiddishkeit. In their area, there's no Kedusha. In their area, there's no availability of Yiddishkeit. They even can be living in a city where there's no local Rav, or there's no local Rabbi. And all of a sudden, with one click, it's in their world. Today, Yiddishkeit is in the world of every single person. You go, you type in the word Jewish or Rabbi, and automatically, in a second, you have the address, you have the number without having to do. Today, there's no musig of somebody that says that Yiddishkeit is not in his world. It's available to any searcher, and people, even by default, they find it. You type in one wrong letter, and they have Yiddishkeit. Today, there's the availability, the Hafotis HaMayonis, the way it's today, the fact that it's in every single person's world, whether they're blind begashmius or not, is a whole new thing. All you have to do, and I did it, was watch somebody that gets paid to answer for a site like AskMoses.com, for example. I'm sitting there in my living room, I have someone that was answering the site, and you should see the questions from people literally all over the world. My closest shul is 6 hours away. You know, Rabbi, what do you suggest about this? people that mamish and lecher in little holes that they found the site, and they're asking questions about Yiddishkeit as if he's their local rabbi, as if he's their local person. It's as if the person is right next door. It doesn't matter that they're across the world, because today there's no limit. Today, Hafotz HaMayonis has reached every single world. At the way Yiddishkeit is today, it's never like it was before. It used to be there were big yeshivas and big rabbonim, and if you lived in the big cities, you had a shaychus with Yiddishkeit. If you didn't live in the big cities, you didn't. Parshas Vayeshev Tavshinam Beis, the Rebbe spoke the big chiddush that there's a shliach kemat in every country, in every place. Everyone has their own shliach. But at the end of the day, you're in your world, and the shliach, even if he's in your city, lav davka you know about him, lav davka you have a shaychus to him, and lav davka you have time to meet him, and lav davka you have the guts to go meet him. Today with the computer, you can literally bring a personal rabbi to your front door, or to your living room, or to your dining room, or to wherever your computer is. There's no limit or barrier today in Hafotz HaMayonis. And that's really part of what the Rebbe explains in Ba'alois Chatovshin on Aleph. The Rebbe finishes off the Sicha speaking about the mile of this generation in regards to Limud HaTorah compared to the other generations. And the Rebbe throws in a line which a lot of people question. And the Rebbe says like this. This is on page 612, in the end of Yudalid Oishidala Parshas Baleischa, Ubefrata Pia Yudua, as Bidereinu Zezai Nidua Zain Amaratzim Vibideris Arishonim. In our generation, there's not as many Amaratzim as in the previous generations. Why not? Vorum Hainta Yeder Yida Shaiches Vyedi in Toyra Koponim in Toyra Shabichsav. What does that mean? That today there's less Amaratzim. You know, sometimes I beg to differ. You look around and you wonder, what does that mean? What it means is like this. We take it for granted. I think this is part, even thanks to the world of Hollywood. There's no Yid today, I don't think, that doesn't know the Bible stories, one way or another. They may have the wrong version or the right version, the details. But Moses or Moshe Rabbeinu, or even the basic Bible stories, is something which everybody knows. In other words, Torah Shebichtav, basic yedias, every single person knows. And not every person, everyone, it's available for every person. Torah has never been as available today as it's been, even in the previous generations. So you had a lot of Tanoim, Rishonim, Achronim. That was only if you were part of the group. The moment you lived in the shtetl, you were a Toita Maoretz. You were total ignoramus. Today, there's nobody that's totally lost. Every single Yid has a chelik in Torah, and has Torah available for them on their level. This is one of the nekudas from the Sikh of Ekev Tavshin and Aleph.